Welcome to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Sensitively Flourishing was created as a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective. Girl, who told you you can be sensitive and flourish in life? Stay a while to learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your girl, Yasmin. Happy Friday, lovelies. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Don't forget to subscribe to receive alerts of new episodes. Now let's get into it. So today, we're trying something new. We're breaking the episode down into three parts. The first part is story time. The second part is affirmations. And the third part is tips and tools. So let's get into story time. So today's episode is about self-love and self-care. So I'm just going to give a little background of how I got to the point where I started practicing self-care and focusing on loving myself more. So if you guys don't know, I am 30. So in my 20s, I struggled with self-love and self-care a lot. Didn't really even know anything about it, you know. And at that moment, my mindset was like self-love was selfish. You put yourself before others. You always supposed to put others above yourself. I always thought like that in my 20s. And that thinking that way left me a lot of hurt, left me a lot of pain. Left me feeling unappreciated, left me feeling like I was being used and taken advantage of all the time. So last year, I got to the point where I was just tired. I was tired of just giving so much, and I never felt like I never received anything in return. So not going into too much details, but I was a 20-year-old. I party all the time. I had friends. I talked to guys, you know. A normal 20-year-old life, you know? But where I had the issue was when it came to relationships. Friendships, relationships with, you know, love. Just any type of relationships I had, I didn't understand self-love in those particular situations. I seemed to just give, and did whatever to make that person happy. Regardless of how I felt, I always tried to make sure everyone was good. Even if I felt bad in the process, I still was just making sure everybody was good. And, you know, I never got the same in return. But I always just used to be like, well, whatever, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, eventually it'll pay off. That's just how I looked at it at that time. But it got to a point sometimes where I would get so down. Didn't want to get out of bed, you know, just felt drained, like felt extremely drained. And so last year, I just got to the point where I was just tired. I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Probably one of the worst feelings I had in my life at that time. I just felt so low, you know, got into it with friends, fell out with relationships and situationships, all these things just disappeared. Like everything, it was like I wasn't doing anything right at that time. It just seemed like I was burning bridges or I was ruining relationships the whole time. The end of 2020 up until the beginning of 2021, it's just like everything was going downhill. So, you know, after feeling neglected, feeling unappreciated, and then losing all the people that I had been around for so long, that I finally got to a point where I had to deal with myself and nobody else. It was no one around to distract me from anything I was feeling. It was no one around to take my mind off. It was no one around to party and do other things that would take my mind off my emotions and my feelings and, you know, catering to myself at that time. I just was so big on, I'm going to just do this and I don't feel it, you know, go out, have fun, drink, get turned up, all these kind of things just to not feel the drain feeling I felt or the unappreciative feeling I felt. So fast forward, beginning of 2021, I went through a rough patch. I was depressed. I was in the bed for like a week. I didn't know what was going on. I just didn't want to do anything. I had no energy to do anything. Then, you know, just one day, it seemed like I woke up and I had a whole different outlook on life. And I just was like, I can't live like this. Life keeps going in a circle. It's like nothing is moving forward. I want to love me. I want to not want anybody validation in order for me to feel okay. I wanted to just love me and not have a care in the world. Like, basically, I really wanted to unapologetically love myself and everything that comes with me. So I started working on that. I started working towards that. The first thing was like self-care. When I Googled self-care the first time, I'm just like, oh, candles, baths, you know, relaxing. That's my normal thing. That's a normal night for me. I, you know, those are my things I like to do. So then I'm like, okay, this is cool. So I constantly did that, and I did that for a while, but I wasn't getting anything from it. It wasn't doing anything for me. I still felt the same way. Nothing changed. So after that, I gave up for about a month, and I was just like, none of this is working. I'm not going to continue doing this. I feel like I'm doing it for nothing. Then, I don't know, one day I woke up, and I was like, I want to try it again. I want to try this self-care, self-love thing again. But this time, I went and I did research. I mean, on all, like, school websites, mental psychiatry, or psychology, whichever one it is. I went on their websites. I went on different blogs, listened to different people's point of views and research, and constantly went down rabbit hole here, a rabbit hole there. I'm constantly going down rabbit holes to just find the information because I needed it. It just at that point felt like I needed something. And for me to wake up one morning and had that thought to try again, I couldn't let it pass, but I knew I had to do my research this time. So I went and started doing my research. So at that time, I had gained weight from being stressed and depressed, you know, so I had gained a lot of weight. So the first thing I did was start to exercise. I'll go to not exercise at home because exercising at home for me is something I'm going to do one day, not do the next day, do one day, do the next day. So it just was like it wasn't consistent for me. But I went to the park and I just would run around the track, like run, walk around the track a couple times. And that was I don't know what that was, but that was like the best feeling. I felt so relieved, so just light, so much better, so energized. So exercising was the start of my self-care. So I would run twice a week. I'd go to the park, walk 2 laps and run the last lap. Twice a week. So I did that for a couple weeks. And when I tell you, all the stress, all the depression, all the overthinking, just everything that I was going through at that moment, like it fell off right along with the weight. I mean, everything was just like I was losing weight. I was getting happier. I looked better. My skin glowing. I felt better at that time. So then once I got to the point where I got to the size that I wanted to be and everything, I was stuck again. I was stuck like, okay, so what's next? What is next in this self-care? Because exercise was my self-care at that point. But now that I don't have a goal that I'm working towards, now I need something else. So then I think I wouldn't say I got into another depressed mode, but I had just got into one of these feelings where I just was like, I don't know where to go. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's next. I don't know how to move forward. And so then I end up and I was like, I don't really have too many people that I can just fully express myself to. So I was like, I'm going to try therapy. I'm going to go to therapy, see if I can say how I feel and open up and see if this will work to help me move forward. So I went to therapy and oh my God, that was probably one of the first times ever in my life I ever said how I exactly feel about anything, about with no judgment, no fear of judgment at all when I went to therapy. It's just like I went there and I just exploded. Everything that I was holding on my chest came out. But that was enough. It gave me that same feeling of when I was exercising, like this relief, like I'm, like things are leaving or like a burden is being lifted off. That's what I would say. So I had that feeling at therapy. So that started to work. Then my therapist started giving me tips and tools to use to help me cope with the sensitivity or ways to incorporate it, to embrace it instead of, you know, hiding it from the world. Because I was a big person on, I'm not showing my feelings because nobody seems to appreciate my feelings. So I'm just going to remove myself from this situation or I'm just going to remove my feelings from the situation. Then I become numb. And sometimes when I become numb, it comes off as me being very nonchalant, which kind of ran people off. So learning these different tools, and then as I continue to learn, I continue to pursue this journey down a different path for life than what I was going on. And I started researching all different things. Meditation. I mean, I tried almost everything. Meditation, yoga, affirmations, the tips and tools from my therapist, you know, but I still was missing something. So then I had to really go back because, let's be honest, in my 20s, I lost myself along the way. And with me losing myself, I had to come back and actually relearn myself. I had to sit here and figure out what do I actually like to do, because before, I'm just doing what other people, not saying doing what other people are doing, but I was letting others make the decision. Oh, we're going out to eat. Oh, what you want to eat? Oh, I don't know. It don't matter. Whatever you want to eat. And then agreeing even when it's somewhere I don't want to go. So that's something I continue to work on because I love to see people happy. And so I think that goes into me just like a people, being a people pleaser, because I just love to see people happy. That makes me happy. So now I'm just learning more healthy ways to see that in people instead of draining myself to make them happy and I don't feel good. But when I feel good and then I see other people happy, that is the most ecstatic feeling ever. So I would just say that, you know, no matter where you're at on your journey called, on this journey called life, no matter where you are, you can always start somewhere. You're not too far behind. You're not far behind and you're not too ahead. You're perfect timing. You know, I'm big on God's timing. Everything is God's timing. You know, maybe you need to learn something on this path you're on now before you're able to get to another path. So just always think to love yourself a little bit more in the process. No matter where you're at on this journey, you can always start. And just start by just dedicating a small portion of your time to yourself. And if you constantly do that consistently, you will see so many amazing results. You will love things about yourself that you used to hate. You know, the things that I hated the most about me, I found out they're my like superpowers. Like those, that's the part that people love about me, the part I hate. So, you know, learn to embrace your flaws, and the thing that you hate about yourself the most normally is the thing that you're very, very good at or your purpose here. So that's going to wrap up story time. Now it's time for affirmations. Okay, the affirmations I have for you guys today is, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. The next one is going to be, self-care comes naturally. Self-care comes naturally. Self-care comes naturally. And the last one is, being sensitive is my superpower. Being sensitive is my superpower. Being sensitive is my superpower. And as I say in every episode, you know how we do affirmations. Set your alarms. You should already have them set on your phone. And just switch out your affirmations with these new ones or the ones that resonate with you. And say those three times periodically throughout the day on your alarms. And you say them consistently every day. You will train your mind to think like this. And then you will manifest it into existence. That self-care is just something you do naturally. And then that you start to use your sensitivity as your superpower. And then you start to know that you are enough. And you won't even question that anymore. The more consistently you say these affirmations every day, several times a day, you're training your mind to believe this. And once you believe it, it will manifest into your reality. So that is for the affirmation. Last part of this episode is tools and tips. Okay, so the tips and tools we have today for self-care and self-love. As always, use your affirmations. Remember our grounding tool from previous episodes. And just find whatever resonates with you. Like, find your own grounding tool. You don't have to use the tool, but that's just an example for grounding. But grounding is whatever brings you peace. Like, for me, singing and dancing is my peace. Like, I can sit in my room, no one around. I drowned out the whole world, and music plays, and I'm just in my own world. That brings me peace. You know, that makes me happy. That brings me peace. I really, really love music. So, you know, dance, singing, doing yoga, meditations, going outside, being in nature, doing your breath work, exercise. As I stated in the beginning of this episode, exercise was my first self-care thing that really, really worked for me. So those are some examples of some tools and tips to use to help with your self-love. You know, this just brings you back in balance and in tune where you need to be. So just always remember, ask for help. When you need help, to ask for help. Don't forget to always rest, regroup. You always have to, us being sensitive individuals, we have to give ourselves that time and space to rest and recharge and get ready to go back into the world, because how we're set up, we feel all this energy when we go out into the world and come home, we feel drained. So just always make sure to make time for your rest and recharge. Embrace your flaws. Whatever you don't like, embrace that even more than the stuff that you do like. Like for me, I feel like I talk a lot sometimes. So what more than to start a podcast? I embrace my flaws of me thinking I talk too much and people telling me I talk too much and put it into something creative. So embrace your flaws. Whatever you don't like, try to embrace it. Turn it into a positive thing. And then that will help you love yourself so much unapologetically, because nobody can use your flaws against you at that time. So learn to embrace your flaws. Always remember, saying no is not selfish. You have to fill your own cup before you're able to fill others' cups. So remember, saying no is not selfish. Putting yourself first is not being selfish. And also, always remember, take honest inventory of yourself. Be honest with yourself of your flaws. Don't portray it to a different, you know, perspective to make it good or make it bad. Whatever it is, take it for face value and deal with it and embrace it. You know, the best thing you can do is be honest with yourself. When you're honest with yourself, you have no problem giving honesty to anybody else or being honest with anybody else in the world, because you've already sat back and was honest with yourself about your flaws and past mistakes. And also with your past mistakes, don't dwell on them and don't beat yourself up constantly. Like, you made the mistake. It's in the past. It's nothing you can do to change it. embrace it, learn from it, move forward, and take the lesson that you learned from that mistake and use it in the future so you won't make the same mistake again. And let's see, what else do I have for you guys today? You know, set healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries. I can't say that enough. Healthy boundaries. And I'm going to tell you, healthy boundaries are one of those things that's easier said than done. So just, you know, start off small. Do small boundaries with certain people. And then increase into bigger boundaries. I'm a big person of, let's start off small and move ourselves up, especially if you're in a mode where you're kind of scared or you don't know, you're kind of unsure about the unknown in the future, that you kind of hesitant about doing things. But start small and then increase as you go. And as you increase, then it gets better. It's easier because now you've trained yourself. You built yourself up to this point to make those boundaries with people. So then you're not people pleasing anymore. You're not holding back yourself so someone else can be their self. Wherever you are, you should be able to authentically be yourself while that other person is authentically being themselves. So just always remember, set those healthy boundaries, rest, recharge, step away from situations that trigger you, ask for help when needed, embrace your flaws. And putting yourself first is not selfish. Always remember, and I'll probably say this a million more times in future episodes, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Fill your cup up before you try to give others the love and support that they need. You have to be full. Your cup has to be full in order to fill others. So always remember to always check in with yourself. Always make sure you're asking yourself how you're feeling, or, you know, take inventory or take, you know, a look at what's, you know, how you feeling at that moment in time of your day. And if you're off and you're imbalanced, always remember to go to whatever grounding tool you have for yourself, or whatever affirmation, whatever puts you back in that peaceful state. Always get back to that. That is loving yourself. And as I always say, love yourself a little bit more each day and continue to do it consistently. You will see the progress and you will be extremely happy of how much you find out about yourself that you didn't know and you overlooked unconsciously. And you will love yourself to a point where no outside love even matters. You're not even looking for anybody to fill that void because you filled that void for yourself. Always remember, you have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. So if you're looking for love, you want this amazing husband or amazing wife or however, whatever you want from that person, give that to yourself first. And then it will come easily. You won't have to be out here just, you know, oh my God, I can't find anybody. Whatever you want from a partner, give that to yourself. And that person will come along and they will see, okay, she loves herself or he loves himself this way. So they know they can't half step with you. So just always remember to love yourself first and the love from others will always come. Just love yourself first. Focus on loving you unapologetically, flaws and all, and everything else will fall into place. You just got to love yourself first. You are amazing. You are enough. You're strong. You're brave. You're beautiful. I got your back. I'm going to always be here to give you the tips and tools to help you. And I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Thank you so much for listening to Sensitively Flourishing. This week's episode was on self-love and self-care. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast channel to receive alerts of new episodes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Have an amazing week.